Proclamation number 6211 of 13th of March, 1955. Connection with God, bliss. Separation, unblessedness. All of you could already establish the connection with me on earth, and it would truly be a paradisiacal life on this earth, for you would fulfill your earthly task and very quickly be released from every earthly bondage and enter my kingdom and dwell close to me as most blissful beings. But since this is an act of free will, but your will is extraordinarily weakened, you humans mostly still keep your distance from me. The separation between us is still too obvious, and you are not yet in agreement as to where you should turn. You still look too much to the one who is my adversary and are much more willing to unite with him than with me. But this is why your earthly life is not a blissful one. It is not a paradisiacal state you are in. It is a life of adversity and suffering, of sickness and weakness. For what you all lack is the strength from me which arises from the connection with me. And the lack of strength results in hardship and misery. Because you are unable to resist the one who keeps you in bondage, and every bondage also signifies a state of suffering. I would like to release you from this bondage. I would like to liberate you from its power, but I can only do so with your consent. You yourselves must want it and then also unite with me so that I can then take action against him in order to help you. But where is your consent? You yourselves have no desire for unification with me and have therefore fallen prey to my adversary. The earth does not bear many blissful creatures who are blissful because they have united themselves with me. There are only a few who have voluntarily detached themselves from my adversary in order to strive towards me. There are only a few who have already found inner peace, even though their bodies are still exposed to burdens and afflictions, but which are bearable because they constantly see their Father in me, who offers them protection in every adversity and danger. And I still seek to increase the flock of them before the end comes, which can only ever happen through my word, which shall be conveyed to people so that they will gain knowledge of my will and the effect of a life according to my will. This is the only possibility to lure people away from my adversary, if another kingdom is presented to them which they can acquire with goodwill and which offers them everlasting possessions, which promises them beatitudes after the death of their body. And no matter how small the number of those who believe my word is, they are saved from eternal death. They can become inhabitants of the paradise of the new earth if they persevere in the lost battle on this earth. My word will give them the strength, for with my word I provide people with an aid through which they will safely survive the last battle on this earth. With my word they receive the strength to detach themselves from the one who holds them captive and to unite with me. And the connection with me is the fulfillment of their earthly task and the guarantee for a blissful life in the spiritual kingdom or in the paradise of the new earth. For now they are mine and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.